30.
Teaching a kid to drive is one of the most bone-chilling experiences of my life. I cannot express how grateful I am that I never have to do that again.
Charles believed he was prepared for playing a game, and his recent thoughts considered things to be going well. That was, until he was confronted with a field's worth of viscera and blood. While the amount of gore and carnage he'd seen on movies and shows steadily rose over time, it wasn't something he actively noticed. Now, though, the level of disgust he felt watching the sharp teeth of wolves tear apart skin to get to the muscles and parts underneath was overwhelming. And then this woman arises and asks to eat their souls. Charles clenched his stick and couldn't keep the anger from his face as he turned towards her. As he prepared to thwack the ghostly woman yet again, his comm rang. The image of his second son, William, blinked into existence in the corner of his vision.
"Do whatever you want,"
Charles waved away the banshee. Even the scene around him didn't matter anymore. With one of the first genuine smiles he'd felt on his face in what seemed like ages, he answered.
"Hey, you!"
Charles's words echoed across the clearing, and the wolves stopped their feeding to look in his direction. If another player were to see, they would be shocked to witness the liveliness Charles displayed at that moment.
"Hey, Dad, how are you?" his son answered. "I didn't know you were playing now. That's great. It's about time."
Charles was surprised to look at William's face as it moved. His son had a complete head of white hair, and laugh lines and crow's feet were visible when he spoke. The computer thingy that allowed him to talk to Charles while in time dilation was attached to his temple.
"Since when had my son grown so old?" "Yeah, old Bert got me a thing, and now I'm in the game, hoping to spend some time with my kids. Feel like swinging by to visit your old man and going on an adventure?"
Charles didn't realize, but he was steadily walking through the carnage as he spoke. Soon he was sitting in the rocking chair on his porch.
"That sounds great, Dad. I'd love to. You know that I still work, though, so I can't play full-time like you. I've added you to my friends listing so I can see where you are. I think I can head that way when I log in tomorrow night. But with the time dilation, that's what, like a month in-game?"
William sounded cheerful when he answered, but Charles had raised him and knew when he was lying. Still, though, Charles was happy enough to just have a chance to speak with his son.
"Sounds good. Want to tell me about work?"
"Not sure what there is to say. Oh, there's a new lady at work who's a real piece of... well, let's just say it isn't a pleasant experience."
They talked for a few more minutes before his son came up with a reason to get off the comm line. Charles considered trying to keep him talking longer. While that might have been good then, it also might mean fewer calls like this in the future. As the conversation was ending, Charles was happy to hear his son say,
"Love you, Dad."
That was how they found Charles, cheerfully rocking in his chair and humming as he looked out upon a grisly field.